I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hey guys, Patrick here, back with E3 Day 2 coverage. And we were over to the Activision booth, and I got a chance to get hands-on with Destiny the Taken King, the newest saga in the epic story of Destiny, coming later this year. I'm joined by my good friend Mark over here. Mark, what do you do at Bungie?
I'm the executive producer on Destiny the Taken King.
So I got a chance to play through your demo. It was a quick level 20 story mission, obviously set so, you know, people could get through it really quickly. I played through as the Hunter and the Warlock, which is my classes I use at home. First question is, what did y'all set out to accomplish with Taken King that y'all wanted to raise the bar from your previous expansions?
Well, that's a big question. Like, well, in many ways, we wanted to raise the bar on just the overall Destiny experience, right? Like, the Taken King includes a brand new campaign, three new subclasses, new enemies to fight. Like, in all of those ways, we're trying to do the best that we've ever done. Like, I think Bungie has demonstrated over this last year its commitment to the Destiny franchise and how responsive it is to the community and the things that we, the things that they care about. And the Taken King is really trying to take that next leap forward for the franchise.
Now, obviously, one of the big selling features of Destiny is the fact that it unlocks a new subclass for all three classes. Can you kind of go into a little bit quick detail about each subclass and, what's special about it?
Yeah, no, like the new subclasses are absolutely a major hook for this game. Like, we think fans are going to be really excited to play with them. So the first, we have the Night Stalker, and he can now summon a void power bow and arrow, which when fired, if it hits its target, will do some damage, but will also bind the surrounding enemies and tie them and pin them. And so it creates a support class for the Hunter. For the Titan, this is the Sunbreaker, and his new super ability is the Hammer of Soul, which allows him to summon this fire hammer and, take enemies out at range by throwing, hammers one after another, just boom, boom, boom. But also with certain talents allows him to just whack guys up the side of the head with it, melee attacks, because it's a hammer. Of course, he's going to whack dudes with his hammer, right? And then lastly, we have the Warlock's Stormcaller, and this allows the Warlock to, imbue himself with the power of the storm and just fry dudes with electrical energy. He floats off the ground and moves around, strafes around, and just barbecues dudes with the tips of his fingertips.
Well, let's talk, the story. Obviously, the Taken King is referring to Oryx, the father of Crota, who we defeated in the last raid. So talk about, the new places and, we'll go and see and some of the new enemy types we'll fight.
Yeah, so the story of the Taken King is really about Oryx. Yeah, he's this ancient, powerful Hive Lord who's come to this system on a mission of revenge, and he's brought with him his Taken army. These are combatants who have been ripped from our dimension, corrupted and twisted and changed and given new powers and abilities and sent back. And, they are now in his thrall, in his control, and he has a singular mission in mind, getting revenge for, the death of his son, Crota, at your hands. And he's come on his capital ship, the Dreadnought, this ancient, massive Hive ship that, holds untold secrets. And your job is to find the ship, board it, disable it, and stop him. And, in your journey there, you're going to, this is the brand new destination in the Destiny, so in the Taken King. So you're absolutely going to spend a bunch of time on that destination. But there are also some other new locations. Like, you played The Coming War today, and you can see that takes place on Phobos, the moon of Mars. Mars's moon has been floating in the skybox for some time, and we thought it would be cool to have a mission there to kick off the campaign, especially with the Cabal presence on Mars. And there's some other new areas on in a couple other places that I won't go into details today. But the major new destination is the Dreadnought, and it's a place you're going to spend a lot of time on, both in the campaign, but also the strikes, the ultimate six player raid, patrols, the new public events. So there's all sorts of stuff going on there.
Well, since you brought up the Strikes and the Raiders, but my next question is move on to the cooperative side of things. You know, what can we expect from the new Strikes and the new Raid?
Well, I can't go into too many details today about those things because, you know, we're really focused on what we're showing at the show today. But rest assured, we're trying to raise the bar, yeah. Right? Like as Luke Smith, our creative director, said in the Vidoc this week, he's like, hey, man, you know, we know Valstark has too much health. Like, we get it, right? Like, we're listening to the community. We know what's working well in Strikes and what's not. And we're totally trying to take steps to, you know, evolve that and make some... You know, make some great cooperative content for players.
Cool. Well, obviously, you know, that's only one half of the equation. The other half is the extremely fun competitive multiplayer, which, in my opinion, is some the most fun I've ever had online, shooting people in the face. Let's talk about, you know, what we're going to see, you know, new mode and new map wise for multiplayer.
Yeah, at E3 today, we're showing off two new modes, Rifts and Mayhem. Rifts are our first really objective based, you know, team mode. Where you got Alpha and Bravo, they spawn on a map, and in the center of the map, roughly, there's a spark that spawns, and the teams will fight over the spark, and then one of the teams grab it. If they can get to the other team's base, there's a rift, like something screwed up in the space-time continuum, and if you can get that spark and dunk it and just slam it in that rift, you're going to score a ton of points. So kills are still going to net you points. Of course, shooting people in the face is always going to matter, but really picking up that spark and just dunking it in the enemy team's base is the best way to score points when you're playing Rift. It's a ton of fun, and if you do that dunk, as we call it, backwards, you get some style points, you get some extra, you know, it looks cool. It's pretty sweet. The other mode is Mayhem, and Mayhem is really the answer to the question, what would happen if we cranked up the super and grenade recharge rate to just be intensely fast? You know, it's not certainly not a pure competitive mode, but it's a hell of a lot of fun when you got like grenades coming out the wazoo and everyone's just charging their supers. It's really just total craziness, and that's why it's called Mayhem.
My favorite class, I gotta say, oh, that's tough. I gotta go with the Warlock. It's my original class, and you know the fact that you kind of feel like a Sith Lord when you're flying around and zapping things, it's really empowering. But on the other hand, you know, I can see the situational use of the Hunter in terms of like getting that hard to reach enemy, or you know, especially PvP, there's a sniper, you have to take him out. So I can definitely already see the competitive multiplayer advantages of it. But it's just really cool to see how they blend together and how they work together. I mean, what was your, you know, design process for giving them, you know, these new abilities, and like what did y'all want to accomplish with that, you know, in terms of competitive and cooperative gameplay?
Well, of course, you know, there was the missing damage types for each of the subclasses when we shipped, and you know, and that's because you know, we just, that's as far as we could get when we shipped Destiny 1, and we knew we were always going to come back to the subclasses and round them out. And when we were going to do that, we wanted to fill, you know, playstyles that the subclasses didn't currently occupy, right? Like, we wanted to push players out of their comfort zones and do something different, right? Like, if you look at the Hunter, I think, as a perfect example, his previous two other super abilities are really just pure expressions of power, right? But now, Hunters get a support class, right? They get a different way of playing the game. You know, instead of being the guy who runs in first, they might be the guy that kind of hangs back and pins everyone, right? Or they're the guy that, you know, the charged melee allows you to throw a smoke grenade and kind of incapacitates the enemies. But if you throw it at your feet, or if you're in it when it explodes, you and your fire team, you all get a cloak for like 10 seconds, right? And it completely can change the way you play that class, right? That's really what we wanted to do with each of these, is give players a new way to play the game.
Do y'all have any intention of ever putting matchmaking back in for, you know, in for Nightfall and Raid? I know y'all have gone out of way to say, you know, you want people to work together as a unit, but in my experience, you come together under struggle. So any chance maybe y'all would think about putting matchmaking in the future for Raid and Nightfall if there's, you know, enough of an outcry for it?
I can't speak specifically to either of those two activities and you know, are matchmaking intense? You know, and I'm not saying that I'm never going to say never. I think it's just important to acknowledge that, you know, Bungie has, we do, you know, listen to our fans, and we've patched the game like 30 times since it's come out. We've added matchmaking to modes that originally we didn't have matchmaking in. And, you know, we want the best experience for our players. And, you know, sometimes it takes us, you know, it's an iterative process with the community to discover what that is.
I guess moving on to, you know, new weapons and armor. Obviously, I saw a couple new legendaries and exotics. They seems pretty cool. You know, any standouts you want to talk about, or things you've always wanted to add that you finally got the chance to put in for Taken King?
Well, one of the things you'll see in the videos and what you play is there are absolutely new weapons. There's new legendaries, new exotics, all that's coming. But there's a sort of a new class of weapon, not in terms of like an archetype, but like you can see that there's a bunch of Suros branded weapons in the game now. Suros Regime, of course, is one of these, you know, famed exotic weapons from Destiny 1 that people really loved. And, you know, if you think about the fiction of the world and you're these guardians that are going out there and reclaiming these lost golden age relics, you know, bringing them back to the tower, and the machinists in the tower are like deconstructing these things and trying to understand how they work. And these manufacturers are now starting to build new Suros weapons, you know, that have a certain style to them that are uniquely Suros, both in the way they sound and they feel, and even some of the characteristics of the weapon. And so these branded weapons, Suros, Amalon, Hake, these are something that we're bringing forward in the Taken King, and we want people to really associate with the brand. Or when you pick up a Hake weapon, you're like, I kind of know what this does. I know what I'm getting into here. You know, in the same way you pick up the Suros rocket launcher or, you know, the Suros scout rifle.
Any types we're going to see in this game? I noticed some of the enemies were, you know, being controlled by Oryx. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. No, we have a slew of new enemies in the game. Of course, there are new bosses and everything. But the Taken are really the new center point of the enemy buffet. The Taken, they all have unique abilities and behaviors. And so they've been corrupted and twisted. You'll notice they look different and they play some different animations. But when you fight them, they're doing different things. So, you know, take the Scions, for instance, in the coming war. When you come around the corner and you see a Scion down a hallway, you actually don't know how many that are actually there, because the Scion can now split when you're fighting them. So split into the Taken Scion, at least. And, you know, the Taken Phalanx that you fight also has his shield. And instead of just, you know, shooting him in the foot and popping him in the head like you would the regular Phalanx, his shield has this force ability that can push you back. And it changes the way you play, because you now need to be really cognizant of the environment that you're in. Like, what is behind me? Can I get pushed off a cliff? You know, can I get pushed into something that's going to, you know, some grenades or some kind of AOE? So it forces you to play differently. We wanted the Taken to make players a bit uncomfortable when they were playing. You know, we wanted the Taken to feel like, make the alien races of Destiny feel alien again and really feel different. And I think we've achieved that. I think people are going to be really happy with the Taken.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed my time playing with it. I can't wait to get my hands on a copy. When can we expect Destiny, and have you all nailed down a price point yet?
Yeah, the Taken King comes out in September this year, September 15th. And for players that are content complete already, they have Destiny 1 and they have the House of Wolves and the Dark Below, they can buy Taken for $40 for the digital upgrade. And if you're new to the franchise and you're like, hey, maybe this is the perfect time to jump in. We have our Legendary Edition. It comes out the same day. It's $60. And it comes with Destiny 1, The Dark Below, House of Wolves, and The Taken King. And yeah, we're really excited, to welcome new players.
Mark, I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much. I wish you best of luck in the game, and have a great rest of your E3.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.